This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign. That plays down his access influence will be joining us. I've only covered a third of the news I wanted to hit so far. If you go to our Twitter at Real Alex Jones, you can see that we're tweeting about what's really going on with Pedophile Gate or Pervert Gate. But, you know, it sounds totally alien to the normal person. But if you study history, elites are always seeking after the innocents. Most cultures end up getting a weird priesthood running it that are obsessed with the sacrifice of human children. So as I said, I'm going to retweet out Andrew Breitbart's tweet from 5 years ago. Have we done that yet? Let's scroll down. I usually tweet myself when I'm on air. Obviously can't do it. Where reportedly Andrew Breitbart, I mean, it was a real account. Looks like it's his from 5 years ago. Talked about the Podestas and their activities, and you find them in the Washington Post talking about how much they love hanging up pictures of the naked neighborhood kids in their house. They called it, radical art? Revolutionary art? But I'm done talking about that now. I'm going to shift gears into what we can totally prove and we can document, and they're coming after our free speech. When we talk about the EU being unelected, they call that fake news and wanting to ban it. And the International Federation of Journalists is coming out saying it's a threat to free speech. Using fake news against opposing views. I love how the Washington Post and others have come out and promoted a new fake list. I don't even say who came up with the list. They just list some website that doesn't say who it is. Absolutely no attribution, no proof, no bibliography. It'd be one thing if they put out a big list of fake news and then showed a bunch of examples per news agency who was fake. I called Paul Watson today and I said, I'll do it if you don't have time, but I want to take the list we mentioned a few weeks ago that Ron Paul kind of picked up on and put back out. He said, you know, fake news is mainstream media that launched all these wars, that lies to us, that, you know, puts out fake debate questions beforehand and gets caught rigging everything. That's who's fake news, not us that are exposing it. But we should just put out that whole list and then just point out, you know, definitive list. And, hey, by the way, InfoWars is saying this. Here's our name. Here's who we are. You want to wonder how they're going to strike back as they lose control and lose their grasp over the people? This is it. Tensions are reportedly rising at CNN as the network aims for Trump. Since the election, CNN has out MSNBC'd MSNBC. Oh, yeah, it is. It is. He stole the election. He's not the president. The recount's reasonable. You know, Hillary's involved now. It goes on and on and on. What a joke. The Clinton News Network. Speaking of them, the fake news, CNN accidentally falsely admitted it aired pornography for 30 minutes on Thanksgiving. Turned out it was their Boston affiliate aired 30 minutes of tranny porn, and it was CNN feed that was supposed to be there. So they just can't get anything right. But that's okay, because they're CNN. Imagine they aired 30 minutes of spirit cooking, a bunch of supermodels and people drinking blood. Coming up, Washington Post, Minion, Donald Trump's enemy, Barack Obama, has come out and, again, further basically worship Fidel Castro. We're going to get to all of that coming up. Meanwhile, Obama urged Clinton to concede on election night. Journalist tricked into spreading hoax Trump-inspired attack. There's a video on that we're going to be getting to, and so much more. Oh, yeah. Folks, they have turned the fake news game up to a whole new level. I'm seeing quotes and things that I never even said. It's not even edited quotes. It's not even quotes where they cut stuff off out of context. They're now just putting out entirely fake quotes on us to the point of I can't even keep track of it anymore. So it really is up to everybody out there just to stay focused and to remember what you saw and what you read and to not believe anything MSM says, because, you know, I bust my butt to actually give you what they said, what they did, what they claimed, who they stood for. But it is so hard with mainstream media, because as they collapse, as they die, as they fail to deliver the win to Hillary and George Soros and the globalists, They're not giving up. They are just doing what they always did, but three or four times worse, hoping that they'll win. That's the definition of insanity in my book.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Roger Stone's with us till about 45 after. And then I'm going to catch some other news we haven't gotten to in the last segment. No calls today because there's just so much on the plate. Now, I've talked to Roger Stone off record about the weird devil worship in the Podesta emails, the weird talk about Obama wants $60,000+ in hot dogs. Oh, they're so luscious. I can't wait to get one. We'll have three kids in the hot tub for you at the farmhouse. They're going to be responsive. I mean, this is scary stuff, folks. I'm not saying everybody involved in the emails are pedophiles. I'm not saying, but clearly that goes on in England. It goes on here. It's come out that a lot of political elites are involved in that. I brought it up to him, and he talked about some heavy hitters that said, no, there's definitely something going on here. I've talked to people involved in the NYPD over a month ago. They said, look, that's what's being held over the head, that if Hillary tries to go forward, it is going to be brought out. Assange hasn't done a real interview. He's supposedly some phone interview, but it doesn't even sound like him in 40-something days. So a lot is going on. I want to get into Romney. I remember talking to a little bird, separate from Stone, but calling Stone over a week ago and saying, I hear that Conway is doing the right thing and is against this Romney deal. And then I talked to others. So, but now she's in the news today, openly coming out saying, did Romney even vote for Trump? It's good to see her standing up. We know Bannon's against it. But really, it's a major line in the sand for a lot of people. And it's a test of, will Trump stand up for the base and what he stood for? I'm giving him benefit of the doubt until he gets in. That's what really matters to me. I know major enemies in this country are his enemies, so I'm giving him benefit of the doubt. But because he may just put these folks in because they know how to run things and later kick them out. Trump's a smart guy. We've got that. We've got the recount that I knew was serious. And now Hillary's joined it. So Trump's been forced to actually respond to it. It was a big joke 3 or 4 days ago. It's not now. So Roger Stone, in this whole pantheon, where do you want to begin?
Mitt Romney is probably an excellent place to start, Alex. Like you, I commend Kellyanne Conway for saying what everybody at the grassroots of the Trump movement is saying. There's several dimensions to this. Mitt Romney didn't just not support Donald Trump. He called him, and I quote, a con man, close quote, a, quote, phony, quote, and a fraud. That's not like saying he's not qualified. But more importantly, his appointment would send a signal to world leaders and everybody in the United States that you can essentially dump on Trump and nothing happens to you.
That's right. He's running up a white flag. He's saying, bend me over a barrel. And let me just add something to interrupt here. This is the guy that helped write Obamacare, Mitt Romney. This is the guy that ran all these pump and dumps, the guy that ran all these, corporate takeovers of legitimate businesses. This is the guy that movies like Wall Street are made about. He's everything wrong with the Republican Party. He's a slime bag, so Trump better stand up against him. Sorry, go ahead. He's the con man, is what I'm saying.
Not only that, but he is more, he's more bellicose on Russia than Trump. He kind of takes the neocon hard line. He basically borrowed his ideology, such as it is, from the Bushes. He was not even a registered Republican 2 years before he ran for governor. He ran for the U.S. Senate to Ted Kennedy's left, if there is any space over there. But more importantly, he doesn't share the president's vision. I would say this, that if you look at it historically, the greatest Secretary of State and the ones who had the most credibility in the world were the ones that had a personal relationship with the president. Baker and Bush, Nixon and so on. So I think that speaks to Rudy Giuliani. Now, Rudy and I are not a perfect ideological fit. I disagree with him on many things, but I will say this. When the fight came, he gave the only fight speech at the convention other than General Flynn.
And let's go further. I don't know if you can say this because I've got issues with Giuliani. He's not perfect. But since the campaign got down to the rubber meeting the road, Giuliani with the NYPD and stuff, they really came through exposing the Clintons at the key clinch moment. I mean, Giuliani really helped deliver the White House.
Well, I think that's true. I also think that in terms of getting the NYPD to publicly lay this record out at an appropriate time, if there is an attempt by the Justice Department to bury it, to cover it up, Giuliani may yet have a role to play in history.
So you can confirm what my sources are saying. The torpedoes are on them with the emails. If the Clintons or anybody else tries anything, torpedoes will launch.
Well, here's what I do know, that on the Monday before the election, when Director Comey of the FBI said nothing to folks, keep threatening base, there was enormous pressure put on NYPD that members of the department would be indicted in the Eric Garner case if NYPD did not stand down for some period of time, through the election. But the fact that the president has indicated that he doesn't want to prosecute the Clintons, that's fine. But it's almost outdated because I think there will be substantially more proof of wrongdoing. And at some point, the American people are going to demand, justice. What was
sure, Roger Stone, I want to get to that. I don't want to give inside baseball out that I've gotten from my other sources to talk to you about. Clearly, it's not the president's job to go after someone. And the Democrats already know he is planning to do justice. His constituents demand it. Justice demands it. It was in the New York Post today. I knew this 4 days ago but didn't go with it, that he's basically going to have foreign leaders, just like Obama had Switzerland exposed to his bank accounts. Trump is going to tell foreign leaders, do the right thing, and release the Clinton Foundation info. That's in the New York Post. It's on InfoWars.com. Kit Daniels wrote about it. I don't sit on news. But at a certain point, this level of stratagem, I don't want to sit there and give them what's coming down the pike. But I think they're smart enough to know Trump's playing possum until he gets in.
Well, maybe this is Alex pardon insurance. You see, perhaps that is what's going on here. Trump is a shrewd poker player. Perhaps he understands that if he expressed a desire to move ahead aggressively today on the question of the prosecution, that they would get an immediate pardon and therefore would legally evade justice. So maybe that is what he's building. Never second guess him. I learned that a long time ago. I think at the end of the day, it may be premature. Now, I saw on InfoWars that pressure had been put on, not pressure, but Chelsea had lobbied one of the Trump children to can't we all be friends?
Was that accurate info I got from one of my other sources?
Yes, it is 100% correct. I heard it from an additional source. You know that they have a concern. You can tell they have a concern.
Well, I mean, Sessions, I'm told from another source, did not take the appointment unless he could have a free hand, and the two men really like each other. And the word is, Sessions is going to have a true free hand.
Yes, I think that's true, which in one sense I'm happy because he's come for an order, man, on the question of legalized marijuana cause havoc to suddenly enforce the federal law in the states that are already legally have
medicinal. Sure, I don't agree with Sessions on the whole drug war thing, but you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We're going to break here in a few minutes. Looking at this then, and starting to get into this now, we'll get into recount coming on the next segment. From what I've seen in the tea leaves in the news, with Bannon coming out public, with Conway coming out public, obviously myself and others coming out public, I mean, it looks like Trump is getting the fact that Mitt Romney is really like a turn of the punch bowl?
It has not gotten rave reviews from the grassroots. The real question, of course, is where is Reince Priebus in this? Reince is, after all, you know, was chairman of the party when Romney was the nominee, and they are close friends. So he has denied to several media outlets that he is an advocate for this. But my intelligence was, I think that's how perfunctory hello got to be this. I don't think this is serving the president well. Need somebody who shares his worldview, and that's not Mitt. And he needs somebody who has denigrated
him. All right, Roger Stone of StoneColdTruth.com is our guest. He's on cell phone. I don't know if he's out on the road or what. I'm trying to see if he can do audio Skype when we come back. But regardless, we're going to come back with Roger Stone on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. Don't forget our free app, Infowars.com/app, with video feeds, podcasts, and more, breaking news. And you can also pay $4.95 a month and get added live special events we do and promo codes for 50% off on products across the board. Sign up for the paid app, InfowarsStore.com. Stay with us.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of health care that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable health care that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain health care costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Trump on his Twitter calls Roger Stone loyal and tough, and that is certainly the case. Great guy. Works harder than I do. It makes my head spin how at his age he can do it. He's with us for one more segment after this. Then I'm going to get to Donald Trump and a rare video from Fox 9, the number one channel in New York, on 9/11 saying bombs in the buildings. Wow, just adds more credibility to Donald Trump because there were bombs in the buildings. I've talked to the firefighters. We don't know who planted them or what was happening. We show there's a cover-up, amazing. It just makes me like Donald Trump that much more. Finishing up with Romney, because your audio was cutting out a bit, Roger Stone of StoneColdTruth.com. Want to add, you're now hosting a once-a-week show in the fourth hour, Wednesdays in my fourth hour. This Wednesday, you're going to be hosting for 2 hours. Very excited about that. I'm soon going to be adding more shows here to my own network. This will be with GCN. They'll syndicate my show, but I'm going to add more broadcasts here with quality folks like Roger Stone. But just briefly, I want to get into the whole recount and the big enchiladas, obviously. But I know we don't want to be wrong. Only Trump knows. But it does seem like that the sun is setting a bit on Romney, or am I wrong?
Well, Alex, it is my understanding that Romney will see the president-elect on Tuesday. So I think we will know shortly, but I think the grassroots reaction to it is something the president can't fail to be seeing. Now, I'm not going to suggest what he should do, not tell him what to do, but I've outlined all the reasons here and elsewhere that why Romney is a bad idea, his bellicose position on Russia, his personal assaults and insults to Donald Trump.
Being left of Ted Kennedy.
And working against us in Utah. I think Rudy would be a superior appointment. If that is the choice, then Rudy has, again.
What about Petraeus?
Well, Petraeus is, that would be an interesting pick. I mean, it would certainly make it very hard not to prosecute Hillary going forward if General Petraeus got this job, because it would highlight his conviction.
Well, sure, he's not perfect, but he didn't write Obamacare and he didn't call Trump a con artist.
Well, and he didn't make documents available to former foreign countries through an unsecure server.
Well, word is from really high-level patriots is that Petraeus tried to clean up the CIA, and that's why they did that to him.
I think that he probably was set up, but look, his transgression is not nearly as egregious as what Hillary has
done. It's not one hundred thousandth. I mean, it literally is like not even on the same universe.
And this shows you the inequity here. Wasn't the lesson of Watergate that no one is above the law? Isn't that what they said endlessly?
That's right. Okay, I interrupted you with that. Let's get into the big enchilada, as you were saying. What, in your research view, is behind this recount that Hillary's now joined? She swore she wouldn't join it. Well, what's behind that?
Well, Alex, let's look at this for a moment. There's two ironic things going on here. When I wrote for The Hill newspaper a long piece on the fact that I was concerned that these computerized voting machines can easily be hacked.
You were a total kook. It didn't exist. No such thing. Now she's saying that.
Right. Now, suddenly, the shoe's on the other foot, and they're demanding a recount. Clearly, Jill Stein is fronting for someone. She was unable to raise $5 million for her presidential campaign, but she raised $5 million overnight for a recount.
It's now
$7 million. The recount is unnecessary. I guess I should say in any 2-day period. She raised $5 million in 2 days. This didn't come from the grassroots. This probably came from some Hillary bot.
Oh, they admit that. And she's only going after states Trump won. How obvious is that?
Well, but what's interesting in Wisconsin is the analysis of Nate Silver, formerly of the New York Times, who points out that the inconsistencies between the returns in the paper ballots and the computerized machines is explained by demographics, not device. Of course, rural areas are more likely to have paper ballots. So, urban areas are more likely to have machines. Duh. I mean, I don't think there's anything to recount here. They would have to, by my arithmetic, flip, I guess, 3 states. And that's just not going to happen. I don't think Trump's victory is insecure anyplace. So this is a last-minute dodge by Soros and the boys to try to hijack this.
And by the way, I'm queuing up the clip of her during the debate saying she would never challenge the election and that Trump was insane. So how does she do this now?
That's exactly right. That's the other half of this, which is they excoriated him for not blindly saying, I'll accept the results of the election even if I don't know if there's been cheating. And when he wouldn't say that, they went crazy saying he was tearing at the very fabric of American democracy, that he was undermining our democratic process.
Sure.
But now the shoe's on the other foot. It just shows you what epic hypocrites the Clintons are.
I agree. So let me ask you quick questions here. What is the real strategy? Is it just to embarrass him, make it look like he's not really the president? Or is it really trying to get the electors who admit they're getting death-threatened, guns pointed at them? I mean, that's even, you know, in the New York Times, WorldNet Daily's reporting on it. They're getting threats everywhere, and we won't know, I guess, till the 19th or the 20th of December.
Yeah, I think that is exactly right. Look, I think this week is going to tell us a lot in terms of the president elect's appointments. I think you're going to get a Secretary of the Interior this week. I think you're going to get a Secretary of State this week. And those are pivotal. I mean, Trump has made a lot of pledges regarding, federal lands and easing up on control of federal lands, and people are going to be seeing whether he is going to fulfill his commitments.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back in a final segment with Roger Stone. I want to play a clip, though, of Hillary during a debate with then-candidate, Republican nominee for President Donald Trump, breaking down election results. Here it is.
Well, Chris, let me respond to that because that's horrifying. You know, every time Donald thinks things are not going in his direction, he claims whatever it is rigged against him. The FBI conducted a year-long investigation into my emails. They concluded there was no case. He said the FBI was rigged. He lost the Iowa caucus. He lost the Wisconsin primary. He said the Republican primary was rigged against him. Then Trump University gets sued for fraud and racketeering. He claims the court system and the federal judge is rigged against him. There was even a time when he didn't get an Emmy for his TV program 3 years in a row, and he started tweeting that the Emmys were rigged.
I should have gotten it.
This is a mindset.
Like
this is how Donald thinks. And
Hollywood.
It's funny, but it's also really troubling.
Okay.
Now, that is not the way our democracy works. We've been around for 240 years.
Okay, so Roger, we're going to bring in 40 seconds, but I mean, this is just outrageous that she's joining this whole deal. Again, what do you think they're really trying to get here?
Look, I think it's a last-ditch effect. Maybe they are concerned about going to jail. Maybe they aren't really buying the assurances of the president, which I think are heartfelt to try to heal the nation, but probably premature in view of the fact that we don't even have a catalog of their crimes. These people are, you know, they're operators. They're grifters. They will never, ever give up. And Soros is not going to abandon his goal of...
That's right. They think we're all dumb, and they're never going to give up. We've got to run them over politically. Roger Stone's our guest on Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. They're censoring that site. They don't want that out. They're attacking it. The president's attacking it. Hillary's attacking it. Spread those links, folks. It's coffin nails politically to these dirtbags.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com. And you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
I'll be back tomorrow, kicking off 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern for the four-hour weekday transmission. I cannot stress to you that I'm not trying to act big here. Everybody knows it. The president's attacking us as fake news. The New York Times, the Washington Post, the Sydney Morning Herald, the BBC. They're really freaking out because Infowars.com, according to Quantcast and Google Analytics, is the 126th biggest website in the world. And it's only 20-something percent of our reach every day. We're huge on Facebook and Twitter and Google and YouTube. And I tell people during the election, we had 85 million people conservatively watch the videos, the live videos, the tape videos. We just counted them up that week just on our own platforms and a few others. We can't add them all up. There's too many, the way the internet works. Terrestrial radio went from 3 million a day to like 5 million a day. Now, that went down a little bit since the election, but it's still a whole new plateau of 40 million video views a week, 20 million radio listeners a week. I mean, we've gone to like 200, I think it's like 50-something affiliates. I'm cutting affiliate agreements and new promos for stations every day now. I'm not bitching, but boy, let me tell you, it's taken my life over. So InfoWars and its success is only an example of the vacuum mainstream media left open. It's not that I'm that good. It's that they're that bad. But I'll tell you who is good. It's you, the listeners. You are amazing. I want to thank you for your support. Keep spreading the word. We're having a huge effect, but the fight has just begun. Roger, in the time we've got left, I want to thank you. I know you're going to be co-hosting some this week, doing a lot of great work here with the syndicated radio show. But I want to move through a bunch of points now with you. But before I get into Fidel Castro, before I get into Sheriff Clark as the head of Homeland Security, who I think would be a great guy, before I hit a few other pieces, anything else, any other tidbits you'd like to talk about that I haven't raised?
I mean, Alex, you pretty much covered my agenda. I'm trying to chart this transition very carefully. And I think it is also the inaugural committee is going to get off the ground this week. And it's still a very exciting time with a lot of intrigue as the establishment types try to invade the new administration. So far, I think they have been fairly unsuccessful.
So the neocon boarding parties, as you call them, have been repulsed?
Well, it's not over yet. I mean, it's never over till it's over, and Trump has to form a full government. We shall see how that works out.
All right, then getting to my questions. What do you make of Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau worshiping Castro? I don't know if you saw it. We have a clip of it. I'm not going to play it because of time constraints, just saying he's the biggest. The guy's an icon. The guy was amazing. He didn't kill most folks, you know, like other communist regimes. He only killed a couple hundred thousand, but he did terrible things. He lived like a king as his people became poor. I mean, to watch these leftist politicians worship Castro makes me sick.
Yeah, look, the guy was a mass murderer. He was a tyrant. He was an oppressor of Christians and gays and women. He was a thug. And now, frankly, we had a whack Raul. I mean, this doesn't mean democracy comes to the island. All it means is that Castro finally is dead. This guy almost made it from Eisenhower to Trump. It's quite a run.
Imagine how it feels to see from France to you name it, leftist politicians like Hollande way behind the polls, Marie Le Pen way ahead. The media is saying, oh, it's the Trump effect. Isn't it really the national? I want to give Trump credit, but isn't it the nationalism, the global awakening to globalism? Isn't that what we're seeing take everybody to power?
Well, I think it is both things. I think in this country it is widespread unhappiness about the two-party duopoly and the policies that have driven us into the ditch. And the people were just ready for something new. And the mainstream media miscalculated enormously. Their attempts to discredit and destroy Trump only made him stronger. Classic jujitsu. I'm going to reveal all of this in my upcoming book, The Making of President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated an American Revolution, which will be out, actually, from Skyhorse on Inauguration Day.
There's no doubt if he is the real deal, which I think he is, this will be the second American Revolution. And by the way, I've already put in the biggest pre-order Skyhorse has. We will have it here, folks, and then we'll support the broadcast. But I'm told this book is going to be legend. It's just amazing. Getting back to inside baseball, I haven't asked you this question. I was told this by another source that Obama actually called Hillary that night, and then she blew up and had to be sedated. You told me about her having to be sedated. That came out even in CNN a week later. Obama urged Clinton to concede on night of election. Is that what you were told, or have you heard this?
I have heard that, but I think they were going by the returns that they had. This new confection coming out of Jill Stein, I mean, I just don't know that there's enough evidence to justify a recount. But when I talked about my concerns about the system, I was derided as a crank. When I talked about the fact that these machines could be inaccurate, I was treated like some kind of pariah. You may remember Media Matters called on the Hill to never publish another op-ed.
Oh, I know. I was there with you. But listen, that's discredited media. I mean, it's you know, pox upon their houses. So even Obama has basically split with the Clintons. More and more, I'm told they're totally alone. They're completely freaked out. I think they realize that their day is coming.
I think that is true, and they're embattled. I mean, this is going to be a long haul, but I think we have to continue to make the case that we are a nation of laws, not men, and
sure.
The grand jury should make this decision.
Well,
Alex, I got to run. Many thanks.
All right, thank you. There goes Roger Stone. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes. There's so much to break down, so much to go over. This whole Fidel Castro thing, yeah, the guy was a man's man. He was iconic. He wore two Rolexes on his arm. Who else does that? You know, to see a communist actually go out and fight himself, I mean, I'll give it to Castro. You know, he was a great speaker. He was a good-looking guy. He was a prolific reader. He also tortured and murdered over 200,000 of his own people and imprisoned millions and lived like a king while this was all happening. He was a dirtbag. Now, on the pile of crap that is communism, he was, you know, one of the smaller piles of crap. But who do you think Roger Stone's talking to? I know who was calling him in the last 20 minutes of the show. He had to go when the call came 5 minutes early. I know. I'll get to hear about it after the show ends. Not bragging. It's just weird inside baseball. I wouldn't care if it was some globalist he was talking to, but if he's talking the real deal, that's something different, isn't it? So Castro, U.S. thorn in cyber 50 years, who survived 638 assassination attempts. They admit they tried to kill him at least 15 times. I don't know if it's 638. That's getting a little ridiculous. Inside Fidel Castro's life of luxury and ladies while country starved. Well, at least it wasn't little kids. That's the New York Post. I'm not defending him, but Cuban communist icon Fidel Castro dead at 90. Breitbart got it right. He was an icon. Listen, one good thing about Fidel is that Che Guevara, who's the communist poster boy, was there in the late 60s and talking crap about poor people and how stupid they were and how people that were part black weren't humans and how the Mesoamericans were, quote, cockroaches. And reportedly, Fidel Castro backhanded him and broke his nose and said, that's the end, get the hell out of the country. I mean, Che Guevara was a piece of crap, folks. He wrote books. You can pull them up. There's screenshots in Spanish talking about how Mayatas are retarded and dumb and how the damn Mexicans wouldn't get behind what he was doing because they were too stupid, you know, and all this crap. I mean, he was a real racist, folks. And you know, here's my complaint. Whites now, demographically, are the 16th most unsuccessful group with only blacks behind us. I feel bad for blacks being one of the most unsuccessful demographic groups. Native Americans are number 18 behind blacks. They're the most unsuccessful. I'm part Native American. I feel sad for that. I'm not pissing on people to say that, but man, to constantly hear how I'm running things and how I'm screwing everyone over when the Chinese and the Indians and the, well, they're like two and three. Who's number one? The Lebanese. You don't hear about like, oh, Lebanese privilege or Chinese privilege or Indian privilege. These people work 20 hours a day. They save their money. For decades, they live 10 people to a house when they're already millionaires to buy as much as they can. I'm just sick of hearing that I'm a bad person. Are there a bunch of white people living off their grandparents' wealth? Yeah. But I watch the decline of white people. Let me give you the decline of white people. White people don't have kids, man. If you're not having kids, you're dead. And I'm not bashing white folks. I'm just sick of hearing how we're the problem all day, but I've got all the demographic numbers. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, Would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time? New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, so I have told folks with the Trump operation, not Trump, that over a week and a half ago, I said, look, they're starting recounts. They're saying that you didn't win the popular vote. They're going to come after you. More than 3 million illegals voted. More than 3 million dead people voted. It's like 7 million you add it all together. That's admitted, even mainstream news. You've lost by 2 million, they're claiming. Even in states that don't have electronic voting, they're putting out fake numbers like Michigan. You need to watch out. This is real. Like, oh, we won. That's a bunch of bull. Well, now Trump knows it's serious because they mean business. He's 54 days out. They can stage false flags, race riots. I mean, they are pulling out all the stops, people. They know Trump's for real. Things are in more crazy now than they were. We're actually winning. I didn't even know this happened. He tweeted about an hour ago. Kit Daniels has written about it. We're going to add two videos I shot a few days ago, but also a few weeks ago, where I said Trump won the popular vote. And now Trump's come out and pointed that out. Trump, I won popular vote if illegal voters excluded. That's on InfoWars.com. We need maximum coverage of this article. President-elect Donald Trump had this to say in response to the ongoing Democratic push for an election recount. Limits to only states Trump won. Yeah, again, only the states he won. And he went on to break down that all the illegals and dead people voted. And if you count them out, he won by 6-7 million votes. Take 2 million out, he won by 5 million votes. That's up on InfoWars.com. We're going to add these two videos that I shot on Monday. There they are. Proof Donald Trump won the popular vote, and proof Donald Trump won popular vote, Dems trying to overturn election. And what happened is I shoot a tape feed so I can add documentation and also shoot a live feed of the tape feed. One's got 100,000 views. One's got 250,000 views. These things need 10 million views to counter the globalists. So there you go. I haven't even gotten into where Julian Assange is and how suspicious this all is. WikiLeaks admit he's on house arrest now. They basically got him locked up there at that South American embassy in London. So all that's coming up tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Time. But this article, Trump, I won popular vote of illegal voters excluded. That is exactly what happened. And then you had, you know what, let's add the Bev Harris interview November 9th, where she broke down that Hillary tried to steal election but failed. I should probably change the headline because it was like Hillary stole five states, but Trump still won. But let's add that video, too, because this is key intel for Trump and his people. They have got to get ahead of this. They're trying to delegitimize folks. One of the biggest landslides ever. Hillary was involved in fraud everywhere. Beth Harris is a big liberal. She only tells the truth, folks. She's exposed Republicans' crap over and over and over again. And she came on my show the day after, and she said, look at all these anomalies. Five states where, you know, it was very close margins, 100% in some areas voting for Hillary. That's BS, folks. And it's all late at night, right when they're trying to stuff everything. They tried the same thing in the battleground state. She lost, but his tsunami victory was so big they failed. Whew, man, that's amazing. So that's up on InfoWars.com. Let's get this article out to everybody. This is big news. Well, let's go to DrudgeReport.com because he's got the headline. She's back. The globals were just plotting a week ago for their survival. Now she's back. Looks like she's dying. But it's okay. She's back in the recount. Something she said she never did because there's no such thing. She is back, ladies and gentlemen, with a vengeance. Never going to stop like the Energizer Bunny. The gift like herpes that just keeps on giving. Clinton campaign will participate in Wisconsin recount with an eye on outside interference. Lawyers say, I told you, the Russians did it. That's right. They can barely run their own country. They got Soros trying to collapse them, but the Russians was in the New York Times. Like, InfoWars is run by the Russians. Boy, I sure wish they were running things. Where's the paycheck? Where's the money? I got to go out and figure out how to raise it with great products. It's still hard. By the way, we end the free shipping with promo code FREE at checkout, InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got 50% off Coil Silver, 30% off Survival Shield X2, 50% off Brain Force, the Great Nootropic, now 20% more each bottle. Great products. You really stick a stick in their eye when you support us. InfoWarsStore.com, again, is the main site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Whether it's a Bill Clinton's a rapist shirt or Donald Trump's my president shirt or whether it's non-GMO heirloom seeds at incredibly low prices, it's all there, and funding our operation is key to the fight. So I want to salute and thank all of you who aren't just watching football tonight but are tuned in, actually caring about freedom. I want to thank our crew, our affiliates, everybody. You're amazing. Now, speaking of amazing, I was sitting there on Thanksgiving evening thinking about Donald Trump and his wild card, his Trump card of exposing government-sponsored terror and how the Republicans and Democrats worked with the Saudis on 9/11, knowing I've talked to congressmen and women and black ops commanders and others about what's in the 28 pages. They've said what's in it, that our government stood down on 9/11. Well, FBI agents said that at the time. They were in the newspapers. They're like, well, I thought the FBI's corrupt. No, their agents on average aren't, but the top is. This all came out in the news, folks. I was on the radio then. I covered it every day. And then out of Fox 9, that is in New Jersey and New York, the top station, Trump on 9/11 said there had to be bombs in those buildings. If he was an insider, folks, the word had gone out to cover up the bombs. The firefighters exposed it. The police exposed it. I've interviewed firefighters, police. I've interviewed a deputy police chief. I've interviewed a deputy fire chief. Leanne has as well. One of her interviews has 6 million views. Look it up for yourself. So it's a big deal to have him doing this. It just signifies how independent he is and how he's his own man and why that pisses them off so much and why that scares them. So here's Donald Trump on bombs inside Tower 1 and Tower 2 on September 11th, 2001.
Great. Donald, you're probably the best-known builder, particularly of great buildings in the city. There's a great deal of question about whether or not the damage and the ultimate destruction of the buildings was caused by the airplanes, by architectural defect, or possibly by bombs or aftershocks. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, it was an architectural defect. You know, the World Trade Center was always known as a very, very strong building. Don't forget, that took a big bomb in the basement. Now, the basement is the most vulnerable place because that's your foundation, and it withstood that. And I got to see that area about 3 or 4 days after it took place because one of my structural engineers actually took me for a tour because he did the building. And I said, I can't believe it. The building was standing solid, and half of the columns were blown out. I mean, so this was an unbelievably powerful building. If you know anything about structure, it was one of the first buildings that was built from the outside. The steel, the reason the World Trade Center had such narrow windows is that in between all the windows, you had the steel on the outside. So you had the steel on the outside of the building. That's why when I first looked, and you had big, heavy I-beams, when I first looked at it, I couldn't believe it because there was a hole in the steel. And this is steel that was, you remember the width of the windows in the World Trade Center, folks. I think, you know, if you were ever up there, they were quite narrow. And in between was this heavy steel. I said, how could a plane, even a 767 or 747 or whatever it might have been, how could it possibly go through the steel? I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall. Most buildings are built with the steel is on the inside around the elevator shaft. This one was built from the outside, which is the strongest structure you can have, and it was almost just like a can of soup.
You know, Donna, we were looking at pictures all morning long of that plane coming into building number two, and when you see that approach the far side, and then all of a sudden, within a matter of a millisecond, the explosion pops out the other side.
Right. I just think that it was a plane with more than just fuel. I think, obviously, they were very big planes. They were going very rapidly because I was also watching where the plane seemed to be not only going.
All right, the full thing is up on InfoWars.com right now. By the way, I was just sent a tweet by one of our crew members, Matt Taibbi, who told us the Federal Reserve was private and won a bunch of prizes, told us big banks were reading the stock market and interest rates. Oh, my God. They told us Matt Taibbi, Rolling Stone. Oh, my God. I'm like hundreds of times bigger than you on the Internet, according to Quantcast and others. Oh, but Matt Taibbi, so celebrated. He's come out with all his tweets. I guess he's got a new payroll boss. He says, Alex Jones thinks jukeboxes make frogs gay. Now, I talked about a New Scientist article about the chemicals in the plastic making humans asexual and screwing up reproductive stuff. But just say about jukeboxes make us gay. Yes, Jones really scooped us on the government sending tornado steering weapons. Never said that. Made up. Lady called and said, could this tornado, Oklahoma City, be steered? And I said, Weather Channel admits weather weapons, but no, not tornadoes. Lie. President Trump also wants, and he goes on to say, and the tweet I saw, that we're going to have 4 years of Alex Jones in the White House. Just another butthurt lap. Here it is. Congratulations, America. You've turned the presidency into a four-year Alex Jones broadcast. The arrogance of these people. Make up whatever you want, jackass. Our audience is hundreds of times bigger than you, bucktooth. You damn arrogant son of a bitch. You think just because you run around all arrogant means you run the world? Real men just showed up. Get ready for it. You're going to have a real problem with it. Listeners, I love you. Spread the word. InfoWars.com. They hate it. Spread that link. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.